The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I am your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited, as I say every week, but this is the week of the new year. So 2026, and I know a lot of you have many plans for a great year, as do I, but I'm going to break it down differently. I'm not going to give you the old New Year's resolution BS, right? I'm going to give you the real information on how to change your habits and get much healthier. Because if you change your habits, then your life will follow. Just resolutions fail usually before February. Resolutions fail, and that could be really detrimental to people trying to overcome, because if you fail, that's another failure and you fall back in your old habits, even get less healthy. So, you know, every January, people, they promise themselves the same things. They want to lose weight, get healthier, exercise more, stress less, live longer. And by February, it's done. And it's not because, I want to point this out very clearly, it's not because people are lazy, it's because they, not because they lack discipline, but because modern resolutions are too complex, too intense, too fragile. So in reality, you don't need to have everything measured, everything optimized, everything tracked, everything restricted, everything engineered. If it feels hard, it must be working, but that's the wrong mindset. So here's the uncomfortable question. What if the healthiest people on earth do almost none of this, that stuff, right? The people who have the longest lifestyles and the longest lives, right? They don't do that stuff. So if you look at the regions of the world called the blue zones, where people routinely live in their 90s and hundreds, they have low rates of chronic disease, strong mobility, sharp minds, high life satisfaction. And what's fascinating is what they don't do. You know, they don't follow diet plans. They don't join gyms. They don't track steps. They don't count calories, and they don't chase health trends. Their health isn't a project. It's a byproduct of how they live. So the two biggest resolutions every year, right? This is number one and two, are to lose weight and exercise more. Right, so lose weight and exercise more. And the modern approach is strict plans. You got to work out hard. And I've done this before. I don't know if any of you guys listening have worked out hard, saying if I work out harder, I'll get better results, but that can be counterproductive. So strict plans, intense workouts, short bursts of motivation. And if you look at what the blue zones do, they eat simple food. You know, they stop before they're full. They move all day without calling it exercise. They walk, they garden, they cook. They sit less, you know, they have no extremes, and then they're not about starting over when something happens. They're not punishing themselves when it doesn't go right. That's a cool thing, right? And, you know, they're not punishing themselves saying, oh, I failed, I can never be good. And that's the same mindset. It puts you back in that virtual cycle of failure. And so the key differences are their habits are easy enough to repeat forever. And that's why they work. So another top resolution is to reduce stress. Everybody's all stressed out. Everybody wants to reduce their stress. And so the modern approach is that you manage stress after it overwhelms you. It's crazy, right? Stress management. You don't do, you know, broke management. So when you have no money, you don't manage that. You don't do disease management, but we do stress management. It makes no sense to me. You have apps, techniques, coping strategies, but in blue zones, stress is released daily before it accumulates. You know, they nap. We don't nap that much in our society. They nap. They pray. They laugh. They talk with neighbors, spend time outside, and slow down naturally. I was taking care of a patient the other day who's well into her 70s, and she says she doesn't feel right unless she gets outside. And that's the thing, right? You need to make it so your body craves being outside. It craves doing these habits. When you're sitting on the couch all the time, you get more and more tired. It's more comfortable on the couch. But even when it's cold, I know so many people say, I don't want to go out because it's cold. You just get out and you get moving and you feel so much better and you crave it that much more. So these people, you know, the stress doesn't damage their body because it doesn't exist. It damages the body when it never shuts off. So, you know, the blue zones, they don't eliminate stress. They prevent overload. Everybody has stress, right? And when you don't think it's going to happen, more stress comes your way. So you're going to have stress. You just got to prevent the overload. All right. Next resolution is people talk about longevity like it's a biohack. And that's crazy to me. There's so much biohacking mentality, but to talk about living longer as if it's a biohack, supplements, protocols, anti-aging routines, Blue Zones people don't obsess about aging, and they look young. If you ever watch the Blue Zones, there's people in South America, and this guy gets up, and he rides horses, does certain jobs around his properties. He's like almost 100 years old, and he just sits there, and he's like, I don't know how old I am. I don't think about that. I just do what I have to do. They have daily purpose. I love this. Daily purpose, responsibility. People depend on them. So they don't retire from life. They stay involved. So purpose isn't a motivational fluff. It's a stabilization force for the nervous system of the mind. People with purpose age differently. Okay, the next resolution is consistent. These are the top five resolutions I'm going over. I went over the top five resolutions for 2026. So the next resolution, number five, is I just want to be consistent. It's about consistency. So modern living is motivation, willpower, perfect plans. And I'm going to get into losing weight in a little bit, because people, they feel they just work harder. They have more willpower. They're more motivated. They're going to lose weight. And there's so many better ways to do that than just trying to push yourself. Because if you do all this stuff and common diet practices are miserable and they're going to fail you every time. But let's say you gave it your all and you tried harder and harder and you couldn't lose the weight. You're going to fall into that vicious cycle saying, I'm not capable. I'm worthless. Why'd I even try? All that psychological stuff goes on. But in reality, it's a simple fix. Now, some people have damaged metabolism. We're going to cover how you could fix your damaged metabolism and lose tons of weight easily once your body works for you. But basically, you got to go about it in a simple way. So the Blue Zone truth of consistency is rhythm beats motivation. Repetition beats intensity, and simplicity beats perfection. Their environment supports their habits. Their habits don't require effort, and their lifestyle doesn't rely on discipline. Consistency happens automatically. So that's really cool, right? Consistency happens automatically. And when you develop habits, I heard what this, if you ever heard of Mike Tyson, if you haven't, I don't know where you've been living, but Mike Tyson, famous boxer. He was training, and he has a trainer his name Customato, very famous trainer, and he was having Mike Tyson throw left punches, left punch, left punch, left punch, and Mike Tyson threw like 500 left punches, left jabs, and he goes, when can I stop doing this? He goes, when you can't mess it up. So when you couldn't even mess it up if you tried to, because it's so ingrained in your brain, the habit's so strong that you can't mess it up. So it's the same thing, right? It says consistency happens automatically when you have the right habits built in, then you can't mess it up. All right, I'm going to get into why simplicity wins. Complex systems break under stress, right? Simple systems survive. So complex systems break under stress. Modern resolutions fail because they ask too much. They change too fast. They require consistent decision-making. Where Blue Zone living works because it removes friction, right? It repeats daily. It respects human biology. The healthiest people on the earth don't figure out more. They remove what didn't matter. And maybe the real lesson of the new year isn't to add another plan, but to simplify the one you already have. I was talking to my wife about this, and just that word came upon me. I was thinking about the word simplify. And I told her, you know, I've really been thinking about simplifying. Life gets going fast and you never take anything off your plate. It just goes faster, faster, faster. And then you have to add more stuff on to try to be healthier, get more fit, lose weight, have more peace in your life. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be about simplifying. So if you're looking at how this stuff works with the Blue Zones, it's real simple. And a matter of fact, many of these people, they have a simple life. It's just how they don't think about what they're doing. They just do it. They eat less, right? They don't eat until they're full. They just try to be as healthy as they can be. There are certain concepts about not eating until you're full, and they have names for it, right? In different cultures, they have different things. And basically, when you're doing these things, it's just simple. I remember in Japan, they have a word. I can't remember what it is. They talked about in the Blue Zone, and it says the perfection's in the imperfection. So they're not that serious. So, you know, they have certain words like in Japan, ikajai, which means living with purpose. In Costa Rica, they have plan de vida. So it's basically they know that when they wake up, They know who needs them and they know the role they play. So that's the basic stuff of the Blue Zones. It's real simple. And these are many things they do, but ultimately we're chasing better life through more stuff and simplifying so much better. But when it comes to weight loss, so many people there, if you look at all the people in the Blue Zones, they're all lean. They're not magazine covers with muscles and everything, but they're in really good shape. They're really, really healthy, where that magazine cover with all the abs, all the rippling muscles might not be that healthy. And so they've really lived their life not damaging their gut, not damaging their organs due to poor nutrition, where most of us over here, we highly process food. It damages our systems. We try to make up for it by eating healthier later in life, right? I remember my children, we had a birthday party and my grandmother was there and saying, let them have cake and cookies, you know, let them have all that stuff. Now, I do. I'm not a tyrant that way, but generally I want it to be much healthier. And we made much healthier cakes, cookies, but this was store-bought. Nothing against a grocery store, but it was a store-bought grocery store cake. I had no idea what was even in this stuff. And my wife was like, we can't feed this to our kids. And I was behind that thought, right? I don't want them eating that stuff, all the chemicals that are in the frosting, the blue, the red. And so my grandmother's like, just let them eat whatever they want. They're kids. They can have it. They'll be totally fine. And that was that mindset, that culture. Well, back then, she didn't know that food would be as damaged as it is now. But still, that culture is eat what makes you happy. Now, when you're young, you can get away with that. You can eat whatever makes you happy. But as you get older, you can really mess up your health very badly by doing that. So when it comes to nutrition and weight loss, we eat far too much food and it's not your fault. I'm going to tell you that right now. We eat far too much food and it's not your fault. And I'll tell you why. Our food supply is highly undernourished micronutritionally. So the vitamins and minerals that we try to get into our body are far less in the food that we eat now. And so if you have less vitamins and minerals going into your mouth and your body says it needs more, right? In order to spin the wheels of your metabolism, of your immune system, in order for them to work good, it needs these vitamins and minerals. So it says you need to find more of them. And it doesn't matter how many calories you eat, you need to find more of those vitamins and minerals. This is why many people, they eat more food than they should and they feel guilty. They feel bad, but their body wants that food. It tells you to eat that food because you're not nutritionally satisfied, so it has to find more nutrients and more food. We're overfed and seriously undernourished in this country. We have far less nutrition, yet we're far more overfed because we need to eat the food. So the key is to dropping weight and fixing your metabolism. Everything I said about Blue Zones, it's good information. It helps you out tremendously, but you really need to figure out where you're malnourished. And once you figure them out, your body's less stressed, right? If you have better nutrition reaching your body and your body's completely satisfied nutritionally. You know, let's say you're dehydrated and you walk around and you're thirsty. You can't think about much else than getting a drink of water. But when you're fully satisfied with the water, when you're fully hydrated, you don't think about it because you're happy. Same thing with those nutrients, but you don't recognize that that's why you're dissatisfied. So basically, when you're eating that food, you're dissatisfied. And then your body reacts to it by getting sick, developing disease, having, overweight issues, storing weight around your gut, having increased cortisol, increased belly fat, increased butt fat. And it's because your body needs to get those nutrients into it. So I'll tell you this very cleanly. If you get the right nutrients into your body will drop weight and it won't want as many calories. We do this with clients all the time. We plug in the nutrients that they need. We have technology shows you exactly what the nutrients you need. We plug them in and people drop weight very quickly. And all those other weight loss systems, changing your psychology, everything else, they're good. But if you don't find those nutrients, you'll never ever succeed. You lose weight for a little bit like many people have. I've done it, lose weight for a little bit only for it to come back and bring its friends with it. So people lose weight and they gain more weight after they lose the weight because you never solve the issue. So the main focus is solving that issue and getting your body much healthier. So we have people come in and we test you. You meet with a coach and they sit down and you go through certain tests and we have technology that you use to figure out exactly which micronutrients, which vitamins, minerals that your body truly needs that you're deficient in. And once you plug them in, your body's fully satisfied. All those needs are met. The weight really wants to fall off of you. Ask yourself, why do I even have to diet just to maintain a normal weight? Because if you eat whatever you want, you're going to put weight on. So why do you have to diet just to maintain normal weight? It should never be that way. You should be able to drop weight when you diet. Back in the day, my grandmother, she had extra weight in her body, went to the doctor, 15 extra pounds, and he told her just eat you know, she had a cookie every night. Don't have the cookie and go for a walk. She did that and she lost the 15 pounds in a month. We could never do that because our bodies won't allow it. We're too stressed, stressed, you know, nutritionally, that our bodies won't let it happen. So really, you have to go about it totally different. And I'll tell you, it's not your fault. It's not your fault you're holding on to this extra weight. Once you plug in the right information, you'll lose the weight. Everybody chasing it through these drugs and everything. The moment you get off these drugs, the weight comes back on. It brings us friends and it can really damage your health in the process. I've never met a pill that can fix your metabolism when the problem was created by loss of nutrition or eating too much. So if you want to figure out how to do this, just give us a call. You know, for the first five callers or the first five people to text us the word loss, we'll set up a time for you. It's normally $200. We'll do it for free for the first five people call. And then come in, go through that first appointment. We'll figure out exactly what's going on with you, figure out exactly how to get you to lose weight, get much healthier. My goal is never to have you lose weight. It's to bring your health up so your body doesn't want to hold on to the weight anymore. That's a big thing. Just losing weight for the sake of losing weight is a bad idea. Getting you to lose weight because we figure out to make you healthier, meet all your nutritional needs, your body wants to drop weight and it works much better. So our average people lose between 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. I know that sounds insane, but in the first 40 days, a little over a month, right? A month and 9 days, the average person loses between 20 and 40 pounds simply because we dial in those nutrients, put you on a whole food way of eating, and it drops off you very, very quickly. So if you want to come in for the first, it's New Year's, we do the first 10 callers. Be very nice to you this year. First 10 callers at 845-896-1200. So call us. Say you want to come in to do the process, the initial exam for our weight loss exam. Go through there and then we'll figure out how to have you lose weight, if it'll work with you, if you can get healthier, or you can just text us the word loss. So you can text us to 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss and we'll get back to you Monday morning. It's Hudson Valley Weight Loss. If you want to look online, Hudson Valley Weight Loss is our company. It's a phenomenal company. It works tremendously. Just so you just call us or text us. We'll get back to you Monday morning. The number is 845-896-1200. And we'll get you an appointment, get you in here, and get you in the greatest shape of your life in 2026. All right. So on the note of New Year's resolutions, I'm going to talk about reducing stress, because stress is one of the biggest resolutions. People don't want to deal with stress. And basically, they shut down in your house and just cozy up, which is good. We talked about that in previous shows, cozy in winter, but still you avoid the stressors in your life. But I'm going to compare stress in your body to stress in the house, because basically you got to think of your body like a house. Your brain and spinal cord are the main electrical panels, and your nerves are the wiring. Your organs, muscles, and glands and tissues are the appliances. So everything works beautifully as long as the current flows normally. So I'm going to go over how a house loses power. Stay with me. It's going to make a lot of sense, I promise you. In a home, power doesn't usually shut off because one thing goes wrong. It shuts off when you have too much demand on the system at once. You know, you turn on the blender, the vacuum, the microwave, the dryer, your hair dryer, suddenly click, it shuts off. The breaker trips. So now, you know, not because electricity is bad, right? Electricity is fine, but because the system is overloaded. So stress works in the same way in our bodies. Your nervous system constantly processes three types of incoming stress. Chemical stress, that's from like inflammatory foods, toxins, medications, poor air, water, blood sugar spikes, all that stuff. And this is like running appliances that run dirty or unstable current. The system still runs, but it's strained. The other thing is physical stress. Physical stress, you know, it's like damaged or pinched wiring. And examples of physical stress are poor posture, right? You're at a desk all day long over a computer and all the muscles in your upper back that get super tight and it sends information to your spinal cord. Okay, injuries, you become injured. Repetitive motions, that ties into work motions, right? That's when people, they're on the keyboard all day and they get carpal tunnel syndrome. Falls. Sitting too long, damaging the lower spine, spinal imbalances. So your power still flows, but not smoothly. Next is emotional stress. So this is like everything being turned on at once. It's like your entire house being turned on at once, and you know everything's just going to shut down. So deadlines, financial pressure, relationship strain, unresolved trauma, constant urgencies. So you don't see visible damage, but it creates a massive load. So I'm going to get into what happens, right? Those are the three types of stresses: chemical, physical, and emotional. I'm going to get into what happens to your body once you have too much of them. So basically, your nervous system doesn't separate your stress by category. So whatever stress it is, it doesn't matter. I have so many people that come in on a Monday and say, I didn't do anything all weekend, but I'm in a lot of pain. I don't know how it happened. So I walk them through a couple things like, did you go out to eat? Yeah, I met some friends, went out to eat. Did you have dessert and maybe a few glasses of wine? Yeah, I did that. There's the stress right there, which cause your nervous system to create pain in muscles or damage the organs. Because basically that's a stress to your overall system and it shuts down function. So basically your nervous system doesn't separate the stress by category. It only measures the total load. So when chemical, physical, and emotional stress stack up on top of each other, the system protects itself and it's just like your breaker panel. So your breaker is going to trip at the weakest point. So if you have a house or an apartment or something like that, your breaker doesn't trip at the strongest circuit. It trips when the resistance is highest. In the body, overload shows up at the weakest areas of your central nervous system. Those weak points manifest as subluxations. So subluxations are areas where motion is altered, spinal motion is altered. You have nerve signaling that's reduced and communication between the brain and the body gets compromised. So your power isn't shut off everywhere, but it's limited where the system can't handle the load. So when your nervous system drops below normal, the appliances, your organs downstream don't function correctly. So many people, they have chronic stress due to their spine and nervous system being out of position for 10, 20, 30 years. Then all of a sudden they get told they have heart disease and say, I don't know how that happened, right? I eat normally, all this stuff. But over time, your nervous system creating issues and loss of function going to your heart creates that disease process, then gets picked up on by a test. So depending on how much the circuit in your spine gets affected, it can show up as pain. Many people walk around in pain because their spine is really shifted out of position. It's crying out saying, please help. That's what pain does. Pain's a warning sign letting you know something's going on. It's yelling saying, please help. Next thing is stiffness, fatigue, digestive issues, hormonal imbalances, immune system dysfunction, poor healing. Basically anything in your body, any disease process can go back to your nervous system to share where it's at. Not because the organ's broken, but because it's not getting full power. I'm going to go over the big insight that most people miss. Most people try to fix the appliance, right? So if you have pain, treat the muscle. Digestive issue, treat the stomach. Fatigue, add stimulation. But if the breaker's tripped, no appliance can work normally. So no matter how new it is, it's not going to run right. And this is the big thing. So the goal isn't to eliminate electricity, it's to restore proper flow. This means reducing chemical load, improving physical alignment, and restoring emotional pressure. So basically resolving emotional pressure. Over time, your spine gets really shifted and out of position. So when your neck, particularly upper part of your neck, gets out of position, it creates tons of blocked information trying to run your body. Think of Christopher Reeves, if you remember who he was. He broke his neck, falling off his horse. He shifted the top bone quite a bit, but he shut off all the function trying to get from his brain to his body, and all of his organs shut down. Some organs completely shut off because he couldn't get what the brain was trying to get to them. We don't have that happen, thank God, right? Basically, we reduce that nerve function to a degree, but we don't completely shut it off. So if you have 10, 20% nerve function decrease going to an organ or system, eventually it's going to show up as disease. And no drug in the world, no dietary change is going to fix that. I know so many patients that have come to see me and they're looking for answers and they eat clean, they exercise, they've done everything the medical doctor told them to do. And we saw a massive nerve pressure right in the area where the nerves go to that organ, fixed it, and they got much healthier. So ultimately, many people are walking around or listening to the show right now saying, I have pain, I have organ issues, or you just want your body to run perfectly before you have those issues. Very important to figure out what's going on. So what we do to try to figure this out, we do plain film, neurologically based x-rays. So we put you in normal posture and see how your position is on x-ray, and there's normal perfect positions we should be in. So when you're in that perfect position, then your body's great. When you're deviating from the perfect position, you can see exactly where the nerve pressure is greatest and see what organs it'll impact, what areas hurting. And that's the biggest reason, for the most part, people have issues. It isn't because they're overstraining themselves, working out too much, sitting over a computer. It's because those positions create issues in your spine, create neurological pressure, and your body creates pain to wake you up and say, you got to do something about this. So this week, I'm going to open up 10 appointments for anybody who wants to come in and go through the entire process, figure out what's going on with them, try to get much healthier, try to run much better. And if you want to do that, just give us a call or text us. Give us a call. We'll do the free exam process. We'll give you the free x-rays, complete x-rays. We do the complete posture exam. We do that electronically. We have a posture exam system, and we'll do the complete history review. I'll get to meet with you, which I'd always love to do, and figure out if you can get better. So after the fact, we do that. We'll sit down and say, here's what's going on. You're perfect. I hope you're perfect. I'll high five you, tell you to go on. But if you're not, we'll give you the options that you can use to help your body come back to a much better functional place, feeling better and healing better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. Or you can text us on that number. Text us the word posture. So text us posture, and then we'll get back to you Monday morning. Leave us a message saying you heard the show and you heard the information about getting my nervous system corrected, and we'll get back to you and set up a time for you to come in. That's normally expensive things, $250. We'll do it for free for the first 10 callers. But basically, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200, and I'd love to meet you. I'd love to see if you can be healthier and have the best 2026 you've ever imagined. I want to close out this episode with an attitude of gratitude, and I want to thank every one of you for listening to the show. It really is tremendous. It's gratifying to me to know that so many people listen, that I'm making a difference, you know, trying to get information out to try to help people understand there's a different way to be healthy, right? Most people go to the doctor, go to the hospital, but you can prevent that. You can take care of yourself ahead of time and not ever have to go that route. So in reality, you know, you guys rock. I love it, each and every one of you. You know, 2026, I want it to be a great year for myself and for every one of you guys. You know, I want you to look back from the end of 2026, December 31st, 2026, and look back at this year. Bless you. Have a great week.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.